Okay, we've been learning the last few nights about extra charges for credit and the like. When you buy something on credit, it's called derech memkach u'memkar. And therefore, the ribbis that we talked about the last few nights, if there's an extra charge because you're buying something on credit, is only midirabbanon. Ribbis derech memkach u'memkar, if there's no money exchanging hands as a loan, but it's just an extra charge tacked on because of credit extended, so that's derech memkach u'memkar midirabbanon. Therefore, they will matter certain things. For example, a one-time late penalty fee is mutter when it's derech mekach u'memkar, not for halva, but when you buy something derech mekach u'memkar, or you're paying a bill, an insurance bill maybe, and there's a one-time late penalty fee, that's mutter. If it's not tied to the amount of time that you're late in your payment, if it's not tied to that, it's just a one-time fee. In fact, after you pay that fee, then to sit down and sort of make up a new time by when he has to pay, and then there will be another fee for another penalty for another late, if he's late again, that's probably mutter also, but that you have to ask a shaila before setting it up. It has to be done the right way. In other words, to set up a second penalty, if he's more late, can be done by ofen mutter, but you have to know what you're doing, and the shaila should be asked in such a case. So a one-time late penalty fee in derech mekach u'memkar, whether you're buying land or you're paying a bill, those things is mutter. If they want to set up another one now, if you're late again, you have to ask a shaila. When you're paying on installments, each payment can have its own one-time late penalty fee. Each installment, each payment. Okay.